Welcome to High Plains Update. As part of the community outreach commitment of KENW KMTH, High Plains Update covers people, items, and events of interest to the communities of eastern New Mexico and west Texas. This is Jim Lee. With us today is Linda Krill, a Washington, D.C. consultant and motivational speaker, and the author of Blind Curves. What an intriguing title.
Yes. Well, it took a number of years to figure out which title to use, but I think all of us hit those times in life where moving forward doesn't make sense and we're forced to go into a blind curve in order to figure out what's on the other side of life.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to retire here myself, so I know what you're talking about.
It seems to be a common question to be asking, what now these days? I mean, between our careers and our finances and our families and our health, I think a lot of us keep asking in some area of our life, how do I move forward? What now?
Yeah, that is a big question, isn't it?
It is.
It seems like we used to have our chapters of our lives planned, and now it's hard to do that with changing technology and changing economy. What in the world are we supposed to do?
Yes. I mean, we can't look at what our parents did and say this is what will work for us. And that's the problem, is we can't follow anybody else's footprints in the sand anymore. We have to start making our own, mm-hmm. or in my case, making your own tracks.
Yeah. How did you do that?
I had an experience that many people have. I lost my husband to cancer, and I spent the next 18 months of my life following expert advice on how to recover. And so I was bicycling 120 miles a week and doing Pilates classes and eating healthy and sleeping more than I've ever slept in my life.
Yeah.
And I was a former consultant to businesses and managing change, and I tried everything I knew to get life restarted, and it would not restart.
All that sleep is a clue about depression, isn't it?
Exactly. So finally, I just, out of frustration one day, said, if all this healthy, productive stuff doesn't work, and I, you know, we think teenagers rebel. I just said, as a 57-year-old woman, I said, if this doesn't work, I might as well learn how to ride a motorcycle. And I never thought I would ever learn to ride a motorcycle. I was just being sarcastic, and it felt so good to say something rebellious for a change, instead of always following all the rules and being the ideal widow.
That's interesting, because I'm in my late 60s, and I have a Harley as well.
You too.
Oh, yeah.
So I threatened to ride a motorcycle, and I was just being sarcastic. And the next day, I had lunch with a business executive, and he asked me how it was going. And 18 months after the death of a spouse, people expect you to say at least life's coming back together in some ways. And I looked at him, and I said, I'm so miserable, I even threatened to learn to ride a motorcycle. And I thought he was going to laugh at me. And instead, he says, Linda, don't you know, I organize motorcycle trips all over the world. And every year, a group of us goes out.
That's great.
And we're going to be going to Vancouver, Canada in 2 months. And we need a woman rider, because the woman that was going with her husband, he can't go and she can't go unless we have another woman.
Yeah. Well, there's a big Kiwanis convention going on in Vancouver in about three months. Yeah.
So I waited 30 days, kept saying, no, it's too dangerous, it's not me, that's not who I am. And finally, Einstein has a very famous quote that a lot of us say, that is, doing more of the same behavior and expecting different results is insanity.
Yeah.
And I finally said, as a business consultant, what would you be telling your customers? And I would be saying, you've got to try something new. Mm-hmm. And so I finally said, what do I have to lose? And with only 30 days to learn how to ride a motorcycle, I signed up for the trip, and 30 days later was flying on an airplane to Vancouver to ride on a full-size Harley with 50 pounds of luggage on the back, because, you know, we women don't travel light.
No, that's true.
And we started off on this 10-day adventure that I was not prepared for. So anyway, but the story really was interesting, because aside from being on a motorcycle and being scared to death and asking myself, when was I ever going to learn to say no to stupid ideas, it really was the right answer for what I needed, because it was so difficult. I failed the Harley course. I failed the DMV's test for my motorcycle license 3 more times. On the trip, every day there was something new that was very scary that I had to, you know, continue. And what it did is taught me I could start to trust Linda again.
Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. And the name of the book is Blind Curves by Linda Krill. And thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in to High Plains Update. Until next time, take a break now and then to appreciate where we are. This is Jim Lee.